It's the Fred Nance On Deck pregame show, a Thursday night in Salem. Eric Bach joined by the hitting coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Delwin Young. DY, great night for us last night. 5 runs in the ninth inning to win 7-2, a good bounce back. How big do you think that ninth inning was for the offense last night?
I think it was huge. You know, anytime that you can get hits and it becomes contagious, then there comes the runs and you got a big inning and there's excitement and energy in the dugout and one guy leads after another.
We finished up batting practice just now. Batting practice is kind of your time to shine with all the guys. I think one thing that has helped us is the situations that you run them through. Where did that start? Like, when did you decide that situational hitting is what we need to work on in batting practice?
Well, I think it's something that every hitter needs to work on, whether they're young or old. But as an organization, we try to put them in the situation and make the situations faster than it would be in the game. So then that way, come game time, they can just react instead of overthink.
Got a lot of guys that are swinging it well right now. I want to talk about one guy that I think has completely flown under the radar, and that's Cortland Lawson. He's been super productive for us, especially in this month of May. What do you think he's doing well at the plate right now?
He's swinging at good pitches. His timing's good. You know, I tell him to dance in the box. He starts dancing. His hands are alive, and his eyes are soft. That's what I would say, because he's taking quality pitches out of the zone, but he's swinging at better pitches in the zone.
Daylon Lyles had a good year, too. You'd think that maybe coming off of Tommy John, he would take some time to adjust, but he really has jumped right back in. What has impressed you the most about him?
The thing that most impressed me about Daylon is the fact that his dedication is resiliency over the last year, not what he's doing now. I think all that, what he's doing now, is a product of what he did for rehab, to learn little things about the game, so that way when he did get into the game, it's like what you just asked. He never left.
Couple of first rounders, Brady House and Elijah Green. Elijah's really raw. I think we knew that coming into the season. But what are you working on with him right now to get him where he wants to go?
Just simplifying the game. You know, 18, 19 years old, you're underneath the lights. You're away from home. You're traveling a lot. Different pitchers and scouting reports and batting practice, and there's lots to cover. But it's just really just trying to simplify what he does well. And then once we get that done, then we can maximize what he does well.
Same question for Brady House. Obviously, he's a year older than Elijah. Got 45 games in last year before he got hurt. But I think his positional change from short to third has made him just overall more comfortable. But where do you think Brady is at the plate right now?
Same place that you see him at third base. I think he's comfortable. You know, I think the move to third base, I don't know if it had anything to do offensively, but I agree with you. Like, he's just nice and comfortable about what he's doing, and that's part of his demeanor, but that's also his game too. You know, I think last year maybe there was some toll of him, you know, making some mistakes at short, not understanding how he was doing them, you know, and then putting him at third, he actually looks natural at third base. So it happens with his glove, and then he picks his bat up and it just takes right over.
And this offense as a whole, I mean, obviously it's got so much raw talent in it. How have you tried to work with this group to kind of get them to mesh and play a little bit more better team offense?
I get them to play wiffle ball and t-ball. You know, the more team building stuff that you can do, get them to ask each other questions, you know, and talk to themselves. And who's your favorite character of this? And what's your favorite TV show of that? You know, the sooner that we can know the person inside the body, the easier it is going to be in the dugout to go out here and play every inning with each other.
One guy I think you have a good relationship with, just observing, is Brenner Cox. Obviously, he's struggling right now. He's so young. What do you think Brenner needs to do, both if it's physically or mentally, to get him out of this funk?
Enjoy himself, like we just talked about Brady. And not just Brenner, but with most of them, I try to get them to remember that this is no different than this game right now is no different than the game we played in high school, than in junior high, than in elementary school. And to play like a little leaguer, come back with dirt and grass and spit and seeds and whatever it may be, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, but that's a little leaguer, you know, and they don't understand what's going on. They're just playing, you know, so I think that, you know, like for some of the young guys, when stuff goes fast like that, I try to remind them that it's a little league game. Go out there and play ball.
Delwin Young on the Fred Nance On Deck pregame show, 7:05 first pitch tonight in Salem. Thanks, DY.
Thank you for having me, Eric.